Elissa Walker Campbell, it is Friday night, and welcome inside to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios, and all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. If perhaps you're a first-time listener, join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, and you can connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and go back and listen to all of our amazing interviews at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Okay, so the 2016 NFL Draft, it is now behind us, and in our first segment, we're going to take time to grade the Oakland Raiders draft class. Always a true pleasure to have back with us Oakland Raiders great Tom Flores. He knows this team, this organization, inside and out. A little did you know, he was the Raiders' first starting quarterback in the Raiders' history. He was also the head coach from 1979 to 87, won two Super Bowls with the Raiders. Always so great to have Tom on our program at YSR. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, and I am excited to talk about your Raiders because high marks in this year's draft, and general manager Reggie McKenzie is on a roll. I mean, add seven new players to the roster, and it appears that they've added some quality playmakers. Tom, give us your analysis of this year's draft. Would you give it a thumbs up?
Well, yeah. I was actually in the draft room. I enjoy going up and sitting around in the draft room and yeah, watching all the process as it takes place, and the excitement in that room was overwhelming. They needed a defensive back like Joseph to replace Charles Woodson, obviously, and they seem to have gotten their guy, and they're just very quietly going about business, and they're staying the course. They had a plan, and this was their plan, and they stayed the course, and they're getting the certain quality of player that they want, and they certainly have improved.
You know, Tom, you got to be excited about how they continue, as you're saying, very quietly. They're upgrading certain areas, especially with their defense. But how long do you think it will take before these investments pay off and we can truly assess the Raiders' 2016 class?
Well, I think some of them will contribute right away. I don't think there's any question that their number one will contribute right away, and it'd be whether as a starter or coming in as a fifth defensive back. So that is a plus. Plus, last year's class contributed right away, and the year before, Derek Carr and Khalil Mack and Jackson, number one, two, and three, they all started that year. So last year's number one started, Amari Cooper, contributed big time. So that's kind of an exciting thing to have. And this year they picked 14th, so the quality was a little, not quite like the top four, but still quite good.
Raiders legend Tom Flores is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And you had just mentioned Carl Joseph, the selection of him. Tell me, what has the game tape shown you? They're saying that he's comparable to Colts Pro Bowler Bob Sanders, that this is a guy that plays with a ton of intensity. Is that a fair comparison?
Well, that's what they're talking about, and that's the way he plays. I mean, he's about the same size, really. He's about 5'10", not a huge guy as far as height goes, but he's 200 pounds. And if I remember right, we had a guy back that was about 5'10", 5'11", named Jack Tatum. Mm-hmm. That played the Rome center field pretty adequately, and Sanders that game, Polamalu, those kind of safeties, that's what they're looking for, and it seems like that's what they got.
Well, head coach Jack Del Rio said that he loves his versatility, that he can play all levels of the Oakland Raiders defense.
Yeah, he doesn't have to come out, and, you know, he can play in the slot, he can play up tight to the line of scrimmage. He can has range in center field. So, you know, it's exciting. He'll be asked to, you know, they'll probably settle down and have him do certain things, not overextend, because given all the talent that he has, he still is a rookie, still has a learning curve.
You're listening to the voice of Tom Flores tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We know him well. Raiders legend. And you had just mentioned talking about the retirement of Charles Woodson. It's going to be very tough to fill those shoes. He had a terrific career. And the Raiders, do you think what they did within the draft, that they're going to be able to get that type of help and reinforcement?
Well, they're hoping so. Yeah, they're hoping so. Charles has left a great legacy there with the Raiders. It was kind of neat to see him come back, because that's where he started. And he came back from Green Bay as a free agent, and no one really knew quite sure. They weren't quite sure how good he would still be. And he still was quality. He still made the Pro Bowl. He still made plays, in spite of being hurt most of the season. And so his legacy will continue. That's what they're hoping to get out of Joseph.
We're doing a recap of the 2016 NFL draft. Specifically, we are zeroing in on the Oakland Raiders. We're talking to a legend in Tom Flores. And just give me your takeaways on who do you think will have the biggest impact in the 2016 season as a rookie? Who's going to be that immediate difference maker, Tom?
Well, I think we're talking about that guy, Joseph. I think they're talking about him because he's going to be, I'm pretty sure, I can't make these decisions, but I'm pretty sure that they have him penciled in as a potential starter.
Uh-huh.
And he'll have an opportunity to make plays because the way they play their defense with the safety being involved like Charles Woodson was last year and in the previous years. So he'll have that opportunity. So he should make the biggest impact. Now, there's always a sleeper. You know that.
Right,
there's always
right.
a sleeper involved, and we'll find out.
Well, let's step back and get your evaluation on the Raiders season in 2015. New head coach Jack Del Rio, do you believe that he is establishing a winning culture? It seems like they're proving that they can be competitive, they can win games. I mean, I think about that big win against the Broncos in December.
Well, one of the things that Jack did when he came back is he said, I've got to change the atmosphere around here, because the atmosphere, unfortunately, was not a good one. It was one that they were... Yeah, he felt that it was a little gloomy, and they were maybe accepting mediocrity a little too much or something. But he had to change everything. So they did, and Mark Davis backed him. Reggie McKenzie backed him. They built a brand-new field house. They put in new fields. They upgraded the facility. They upgraded their attitude. And now their attitude is good, and the team is you walk around that campus,
mm-hmm.
and they're walking around with their heads up, and they're walking with a lot of bounce in their steps. Derek Carr being one of them.
And of course, the Oakland Raiders—they were 7-9 last season. Okay, you're the ultimate prognosticator, Tom. How much are they going to improve in 2016?
Well, I don't know how much. You know, it's hard to tell. You know, last year, going into the season, I said this team is probably a 500 team. Which means when you're classified, when I classify a team like that, it means they can be 8-8, 9-7, 7-9, you know, give or take, and that's what they were. This year they're better than that. Now, better than that, they can win 10 games. Better than that means they have a chance to make the playoffs, and I firmly believe that. You know.
What kind of growth did you see this past season from quarterback Derek Carr, his second full season?
Oh, I saw a lot of growth. As a rookie, he was trying to do too much and trying to do things that he wasn't really ready for, but he was trying to, because that's his attitude. That's his goal. And last year, he improved a little bit more. He's very involved in everything, every phase, on and off the field. And so I think this year is the year that he will he made the Pro Bowl last year. I mean, so that's pretty mm-hmm. good sign that he was voted in the Pro Bowl. So I think this year he'll even get better. Now, how much better? A lot depends on how healthy they stay and whether they can protect him and whether they can run the ball as well. And they got a third down situation, red zone. Those are areas that they have to improve on to help the quarterback.
Tom, we certainly appreciate you carving out some time. What a great way to kick off our show tonight. Recapping the 2016 NFL draft, specifically the Oakland Raiders. Have a wonderful weekend, and I promise we'll catch up again real soon before the season, okay?
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
Of course. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.